A steady stream of traffic rolls past the Kaka'ako pumping station on the corner of Ala Moana Boulevard and Keawe Street. The 114-year-old structure is on the National Register of Historic Places and served as the city's first sewage waste facility. Historic Hawaii Foundation Executive Director Kirsten Faulkner.
This is the pumping station that was built in 1900. It's blue stone. You can see the cut stone facing and the green tile roof. It's sort of an industrial style, but based on a Romanesque design, which is exemplifying the Hawaiian Islands' desire at that time to be seen as a world power, trying to compete on the world stage.
The pumping station has not been in use since the 1950s, and Faulkner says a number of ideas have been proposed to the state, which owns the property, to repurpose it. Hawaii Community Development Authority Executive Director Anthony Ching.
We've received inquiries that perhaps it could be a convenience store with an associated gas station. Restaurants have been discussed. Nonprofits have said, well, okay, let's see this as an area that can be used. What has stopped some of these people is that the financial viability has been daunting. And then there's only 1,500 square feet of interior space within the pump station itself.
So State Senator Brickwood Galuteria, who represents Kaka'ako, was searching for a site for a senior resource center close to city bus lines. Galuteria says the pumping station was a perfect fit.
The Pacific Gateway Center had funding that was going to be used for a facility down by Ke'ehi Lagoon that the state took away because the rail is going to go through there. And so that million is going to be given to renovate that beautiful site. And it's historic, and we want it to remain that way, but also serve the community.
Pacific Gateway Center, the nonprofit service provider, will fund the restoration and then lease the space back for use as a senior center. Executive Director Tin Miang Thame says the project should take 1 year to complete.
We hope to break ground by June. And then once we have the roof done, then we'll take, you know, another 6 months to take care of all the others and then make sure that it's ADA compliant and people can come in with wheelchairs, with walkers and so forth. I would say about this time next year, we can start the program.
Meanwhile, Historic Hawaii Foundation Director Faulkner says architects, preservation groups, and community organizations support the project.
It's a gateway, and the scale is really going to be in counterpoint to the high-rises in the area. So it'll add a sense of walkability and humanity, I think, to what will otherwise be a very dense and kind of crowded environment.
The Kaka'ako pumping station was designed by architect O.J. Traphaven, who also drafted plans for the Moana Hotel in Waikiki. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.